Did you ever call the bucket a pail?
Yes, sir.
What was it when it was a pail? How was it?
It was a galvanized stuff, wasn't it?
Well, did it have anything to do with the size of it, really? Did you call it a pail? Was it smaller or
larger? No, I mean, it was like a water bucket, a pail.
Okay. And what about the container that you used to carry food to the pigs? And what'd you call that?
Slop bucket.
And what did you then or do you now fry eggs in?
Do it now?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can fry eggs in now.
I mean the container that
you... Oh, frying pan.
All right, and was that the same thing that you used a long time ago?
Yes.
What about one that maybe you used in the fireplace then to cook in like that? Had legs on it.
Yeah, well, when I first married, that's what my husband's mother was cooking on a big old frying pan with legs to it and a lid. She could cook the best food in that thing. I just couldn't cook in it.
Okay, did you, do you know spider for some kind of a cooking utensil?
Yeah.
What was that? You remember?
Mr. Reese had one of them too.
Yeah. Yes. Did you cook with it, sir?
No, I didn't cook with it.
Okay.
They had one.
And you said that you did the washing, or you made soap out in the yard with a big black
pot with grease. Meat grease and potash.
Right. What about if you heated water outside like that to wash clothes in?
Boil them clothes outside.
Okay. Well, if it's not that big and if it were black and maybe smaller but still out of that same material and maybe use it on the stove to boil potatoes in, say, what would you call that?
Kettle.
How is it?
Kettle.
All right. And what do you call the thing that you put flowers in?
Vases.
What?
Vases.
All right. And if it's outside, it's maybe they grow in it.
I know what you're talking about, flower pot.
Okay. And what are the eating utensils that you put at each plate for meals? You put it at the plate, you have to have
knife and fork.
Okay, and what?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, you might have one knife or you might have several of them. And you might have one knife at the plate, but then you might have more, bigger ones maybe back in the kitchen. You might have several different kinds of...
Cooks, folks to chine the chicken or you meat with.
And to cut with, you have...
Cutting out butcher knives.
Butcher what?
Butcher knife.
Okay. And after a meal, you have to go and clean up. You'd have to go what?
Get the dishes.
If they're all dirty, you say, well, I've got to go and...
Got to go clean up the kitchen. I clean up.
And that business about putting the dishes in the water and so forth, you said that's... Got to wash?
Wash the dishes.
All right, and then if you poured water on them to get soap off, that was?
Pour hot water on them to get the soap off.
Okay, and how did you call that? To rinse?
Call them to be sure you sterilize the dishes.
Okay. You wash them and then you...
Scald them.
Scald them, yeah. Okay. And what did you call that cloth or rag that you used to wash them with?
Grease rag.
And you dry them with?
Dry cloth.
And you wash your face with a...
Wash rag.
And after you bathe, you dry yourself off with a...
Towel.